Now today's top federal headlines. A new report by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee finds there have been 143 security breaches or attempted breaches at facilities secured by the Secret Service in the last 10 years. The report says the Secret Service is, quote, an agency in crisis, faulting leadership failings within the agency and budget cuts imposed by Congress for causing what the committee says is a staffing crisis. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction is looking into the possible misuse of $150 million. The IG is requesting information from the Defense Department on a task force that allegedly built private villas with flat-screen TVs and DVD players for government employees in Afghanistan. A letter from the IG states the employees could have lived in DOD facilities for little or no extra charge and saved taxpayers millions of dollars. The Defense Department says its acquisition reforms have driven down annual contract costs in the past 5 years. Defense contract costs have declined about 5% since the creation of better buying power, according to DOD. Undersecretary for Acquisition Technology and Logistics Frank Kendall says he will not release a new version of the reforms next year, but will instead focus on policies from the previous versions. Another way DOD could possibly cut costs? The Congressional Budget Office says hundreds of thousands of uniformed military personnel are doing jobs that could be handled by civilians, and that DOD could save billions of dollars per year by letting even a fraction of those positions be performed by non-uniformed workers. More from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
By CBO's accounting, 340,000 military members were performing what the office called support functions, not directly connected to warfighting, as of 2012. In a new study, analysts examined how much the Pentagon could save by turning just 80,000 of those into civilian jobs. The answer, anywhere between $3.1 billion and $5.7 billion per year. In part because of long-term benefits costs, CBO estimates it's 30% more expensive for a uniformed service member to do what the office terms commercial jobs compared with a civilian. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
Three more senators joined Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs ranking member Tom Carper to sponsor postal reform legislation. Republican Senators Jerry Moran and Roy Blunt and Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill are backing the Improving Postal Operations Service and Transparency Act. It would cancel the Postal Service's requirement to pre-fund 80% of retiree health benefits, which USPS says is one of the main reasons behind its financial instability. A new management shortcoming surfaces as more people seek asylum in the U.S. More from Tom Temin in today's management report.
Citizenship and Immigration Services now has a rising backlog of more than 100,000 people trying to stay here to escape persecution. But GAO auditors find the agency lacks the means to detect fraud among those applicants. Ditto for the Justice Department's Immigration Review Office. Both bureaus agree they need to speed up their reviews and get better tools to detect fraud patterns. I'm Tom Temin.
The Office of Management and Budget is launching a new council as part of a broad effort to raise the stature of federal privacy issues across the government. OMB Director Sean Donovan says the council will be modeled after the Federal CIO Council, including agency chief privacy officers and others who oversee privacy issues in the government. Donovan says OMB will also issue new guidance for handling personal information during a data breach and update two circulars that address privacy issues. The Office of Personnel Management says the next generation of USAjobs.gov will be done in the next 18 to 24 months. It's rolling out updates and new features every 6 to 8 weeks. USA Jobs Program Manager Michelle Early says writing job announcements and requirements more clearly is one of her main goals. OPM also wants to create a skills aggregator goal that collects information on a federal employee's job experience and certifications and keeps track of it over time. The Library of Congress continues to struggle with IT management. Jason Miller tells us more in the IT report.
The Government Accountability Office remains concerned about the Library of Congress's ability to manage technology. 8 months after highlighting a series of IT management weaknesses, auditors tell the House Committee on Administration that minimal progress has been made. GAO says the library has yet to fully implement any of its 31 recommendations. The Library of Congress named a new CIO in September, but GAO says it's unclear whether they have the responsibility and adequate authority to make improvements. I'm Jason Miller.
A federal claims judge finds the Federal Aviation Administration owes thousands of air traffic controllers overtime pay. The judge says the FAA violated the Fair Labor Standards Act by asking air traffic controllers to volunteer to work overtime in exchange for credited leave hours in lieu of overtime pay, but that many exceeded the 24 credit hours that can be accumulated under the law. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.